It'll look completely different. Hopefully the facilities will be a massive upgrade from what we've got at the moment. It'll be much more modern. The facility will be fit for purpose, and the general public are going to be surprised and love what they get out the end of it, I think. So our swimming pool will close from the 10th of June through to the 5th of August, and that's primarily because we're doing an awful lot of works on poolside, and obviously the changing rooms and showers are getting done, which takes a little while, and you can't do that with the public on poolside. But also the plant rooms are getting refurbished, so the air handling unit is being replaced, all the plant works, the filters, the pipe works, the pumps that go with all that. So we're trying to keep the closure as little as possible. It will impact on some recreational swimming, but we are hoping, we've offered up Lutterworth for people to go swimming at, Parklands, Wigston, Enderby and Moulton as well, which are all fairly close to this area. And then we've also, some of our swimming lessons, we are keeping them going at Lutterworth Sports Centre as well. So we've given the option to some of the swim parents to go over there and continue the lessons for the 6 weeks, 6 to 7 weeks when it's closed, which we've had a good take up on as well. We're trying to do it with as least impact as possible. We've got a great programme set up. We're trying to continue with as much of the activity as we possibly can by moving the facilities and the activities to different rooms. Good example of that is we've moved the group exercise studio into the other half of the bowls hall so we can continue with the live classes. And obviously the other half of the bowls hall will be the temporary gym, which will continue, people can still be active and continue with the fitness then.